This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour two of the nation. And we're just 2 days from arriving in Oxnard, California. Our first show Thursday. Jerry and Steve going to address the media on Saturday. If you're looking for that, Mike McCarthy presser Thursday coming up here in about 20 minutes. We got the top 10 a little early for you today because Chris Young, Rangers GM, is coming up at 4:20. It's time now for your NFL news of the day. Here's Wolchuk.
Well, the big headline is that the Packers and Jordan Love may be nearing an agreement on a contract extension, but until it is done, the starting quarterback will not participate in practices or any games this preseason. So he's out there with the team. He was seen via video walking onto the practice field with head coach Matt LaFleur, but he will not be practicing until said contract is done. Very possible that gets done this week, which could make him the highest paid quarterback in all of the National Football League. We'll see what that number ends up coming into, but
they'd be crazy for that.
Maybe. Yeah. But it seems like that's just kind of the way that the business goes at the quarterback position.
You have a guy I think is your franchise quarterback. He gets the most.
Yep. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, it happened there. So next up is Jordan Love. I mean, for those that don't think that these quarterback salaries impact one another, it seems like that's just, they absolutely do. Yeah, I mean, you can think however you feel about the quarterback, but that's how it goes.
Until a team doesn't pay a guy $60 million.
Yes.
Until, and again, the Cowboys very well could be the team, but Dak Prescott, you know, could absolutely get a deal, you know, in 2025 with somebody else.
Else might pay him that, yeah, if you don't want to pay him that.
If they don't, and then again, I mean, it's a little bit of a gamble, but, you know, I think there's somebody who's going to draw the line on these quarterback salaries. I think they are. I think they're going to say, listen, we just can't continually, you know, because the market says we have to pay our guy $58, $60 million, that somebody's going to do that. I think Dallas might be the first team. Dallas might be the first ones that say, no, what? We
can't do this.
We're not going to do it.
And I think Miami's trying with Tua. I mean, the reports are that they've, hey, Tua, we can't pay you top of the market, right? Like, we're willing to play ball. We'll give you a fair deal. I don't think Tua is going to get resetting money, but at least momentum right now is indicating that Jordan Love is going to get the new top quarterback money.
I talked to people in Green Bay last night about it because of the whole thing with the Pretty Ricky is the Twitter site.
Pretty Ricky, what they call him.
Pretty Ricky is out of New York, and it's got some type of line to players or coaches, scouts, something. But he's been pretty accurate.
He's
talked about a contract that's about to be done, and everybody thought it was Dak. I think it's this one. The Jordan Love one is what's going to be done. And the people in Green Bay knew this was going to come. They knew this was going to happen. He's likely going to play on a $10 million contract, his current contract this year, and then a 4-year extension. So they're going to have him basically for 5 years, is what they're looking at right.
That's the right thing to do. At the end of the rookie deal, if you like your guy, give him the next contract. But that's where the Cowboys are now at the end of the second one. And if you're not getting serious momentum or there's not signs that he can be a difference maker, he's just a good regular season quarterback right now. I would fight hard if I was in Green Bay. Like, sir, we have this year, we have the next year, and then we're into franchise tag. So we have 4 years of control. We can go year by year.
Yeah.
We can't set the market for you. Like, what the big contract is it's buying out your risk. But there's got to be a win from the team's perspective as well. Because now we're assuming all of the injury risk. Mm-hmm. We could go year to year. You don't want to do that. So what percentage off the top of the market is that worth to you? In my mind, it's somewhere between 10 and 20, depending on the player.
Yeah, the quarterback salaries are getting crazy right now. But, I mean, Jordan Love, his arrow's pointing up. I mean, he's ascending right now. He played well in the postseason for them.
It doesn't happen. Like, these teams don't want to win the championship that bad. Where nobody is giving top 15 quarterbacks elite money and winning. Okay, it was Brady taking a big pay cut, Mahomes taking a medium-sized pay cut, and those guys are candidates for GOATs. It's dudes that can't hold their jock making more, And their teams are looking you straight in the face saying, we're doing what's in the best interest of our team. No, you're not. You're trying to win regular season games and put on an entertaining product.
Last week I've talked about this. I would, if I'm Stephen Jones and you've had communication with Dak, I would definitely bring him in and say, listen, you're going to win this negotiation with us.
Yeah.
You've already won.
Yes.
You've won. We don't have any, our only real leverage is the fact that you maybe want to be here. That's only real leverage. I would walk him through, though, what our cap situation, what our team is going to look like every year. If, okay, as we do this deal, if you take this amount of money, this is what our team is going to look like. If you take this deal, this is what our team is going to look like. I'd walk him through, and I would try and explain to him, listen, you don't owe us anything. Sure, you can, you're supposed to get the most money you can get. But from our standpoint, as you look at our roster, this is what we're going to have to work with. With our projections, this is where we're going to be at. If you take $60 million, this is what our team is going to look like. I would walk him through. Like I said, hey, you won. You won. We have no, we got no leverage on you. But if just work with us on this, because as we walk you through this, just know that as you're taking $60 million, we lose this player.
At least let us get a six-year deal so we can spread out this hit and maybe get you another opportunity like you've had the last 4 years.
He couldn't
get past the divisional round.
He's going to be looking at that short-term.
Give me the short-term deal I can get back and rejoin the market again soon.
He is. It seemed like we were going to Oxnard 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when we were talking about Dak Prescott contract. And here we are again. Good for him. Yeah, good for him. Good for the agent. Good for everybody. I mean, the Cowboys. It's tough. They're in a tough situation. They've drafted very well. They've got a lot of players they've got to deal with now. But I would surely walk Dak through and tell him, okay, this is what our team's going
to
look like.
I think that's smart to do. And we'll see what he says.
And if he doesn't want to do that, then there's nothing I could do. Then I've alerted him. Like, okay, we're partners in this. If we give you $60 million a year, we are partners now. And this is what's going to happen to our football team each year. These are our projections that is going to happen. And if you're willing to play for this, if you're willing to play for 55, even if you're willing to play for 55, we can do this. You know, he's going to win, but what price do you want to win? And I mean, what price do you want to win the negotiation? To the point where you crush any opportunity to add players or to sign players, you know, they might even look at a situation like, well, damn, we can't pay Micah Parsons $30 million.
Hash that out, there is no realistic number, you know, because what it is like a $40 or $50 million pay cut. There's no way Dak takes that.
Yeah.
In order to beat players that are arriving in the Super Bowl or a roster that has dominated the conference, you need a Hall of Famer. Right? Or a guy on rookie, which is $8 to $15 million a year. And there's no way the guy will take that big of a pay cut, which is again why I just don't think they are prioritizing winning a Super Bowl hard enough.
If you listen to what Calvin Watkins is saying, you know, and his thing is the priority is to try and work on CeeDee Lamb. Okay, you can take that a couple different ways. CeeDee Lamb is not going to show up until he has a contract.
They have to get Lamb
and the fact is Dak will show up.
Yes.
So that's, you know, but the, you know, if priority could be like, yeah, we need to get Lamb done. And you know what? We're not going to pay this quarterback $60 million.
Right.
And much like what the Minnesota Vikings did, you know, this year with their quarterback.
Bravo. And yeah, the Vikings said, hey, we're moving on from Kirk Cousins. And then Kirk Cousins off an Achilles, he goes and gets paid by Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, if you're these quarterbacks, it's like, hey, that's okay. If you don't want me, fine. I'm going to go somewhere else. See, someone else is going to write that check for me.
That's fine. And, you know, I mean, and it'll be if Dak leaves and he doesn't get $60 million, but he was willing to sign for 55, 54, well, that's, you know, it's just, he just wasn't going to take 54 from Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where that's very well where he could be at right now.
Well, the Packers did also pay their nose tackle, Kenny Clark, who's one of the more underrated players in the league. He got a 3-year, $64 million contract extension. It's interesting when you just kind of see the boom with the defensive tackle salaries. Mm-hmm. And that's why I brought up Osa as another one of these where, I mean, maybe it makes sense to get in front of early with him. You talk to him. He's going to be a free agent after the season. I get that you look at the end of the seasons. He's faded a little bit. But, I mean, what else do you have at defensive tackle out of Osa Odighizuwa right now?
Yeah, that's the problem. And I think the thing that you brought up, it's hard to gauge paying a player for 13 weeks. You know, that's hard. You know, that to me is, I'm like, what's the market for a guy that plays really well for 13 weeks? That's something you have to, you know, you can get ahead of it. And I totally agree with you on that. But for at what cost? You know, he's clearly the last two seasons, it's fine football. And then we get to December, where is he? I think that's something you have to evaluate.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same evaluation of, I guess, Micah Parsons, right?
Yeah,
it's a similar deal there. But it's, I mean, you look at these defensive tackles. There's 35 defensive tackles making over $10 million a year now, average annual salary, and it's become very apparent with the way the quarterbacks are getting the ball out quicker. Fastest path is right up the middle, and these defensive tackles are becoming more and more valuable. It used to be a position that's like, we're not valuing, we're not going to pay them. Now, the better guys are starting to really, really get paid.
Two things are happening. They're getting the ball out quicker. They're mitigating the pressure from the outside. So the quickest way in is, you know, right up the gut. And then the other defensive tackles are the guys that can, you know, stay in there for 35, 40 snaps and play the run.
Sure.
You know, it allows us to play nickel because this guy is doing such a fantastic job protecting the middle against the run.
I think I know the answer to this, but if you had to extend one, Tyler Smith or Osa Odighizuwa?
Tyler. I think Tyler's a better player.
Yeah, there you go. See, that to me is the priority now. If you were to say, hey, pay one or the other, and they're both, they're a year apart. Really, on the if you look at one was 2021 and the other was 2022.
But you get the fifth year on Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, Ose is done after this year.
Sure.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not getting that rush up the middle has broken this defense's ability to be transcendent, you know, and win games for
him. And he's the only guy that has any ability to do it. Yeah. So, I mean, you can let him walk and say, like, hey, we're you're not worth it. Maybe that's the right play. But I think he's a good player. You're right about him fading, though.
Yeah, the thing about it is, though, if he was one of those guys, these tackles you're talking about signing are on the rise. You know, a lot of these guys play at a very high level throughout the season. I just don't know how you pay a guy that plays 12, 13 games great, and then the last five is just not a factor.
Well, okay, Osa or Malik Collins, who is better?
Well, Osa.
Right.
Yeah.
Malik Collins is making $11.5 million right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, I mean, for defensive tackles, if you want them, I mean, that's just another position that's just really, really starting to get paid. So that's going to be a fascinating contract conversation to discuss. Joe Burrow has been cleared for contact with the Bengals as he looks to try and have a healthy season after he had that wrist injury, and all the first-round picks are signed now. Amarius Mims was the last one with the Bengals. He got that rookie deal done, so now the entire 2024 NFL draft class is under contract. J.J. McCarthy, of course, got his done, as well as Dallas Turner over the past week. Now, we had a surprise retirement with Shaq Barrett and the Miami Dolphins. I know they're going to bring in Yannick Ngakoue, who was with previously a variety of different teams. At one point was one of the premier edge rushers in all the National Football League. He's one of the guys, if you're looking for some edge rush depth, could be a solid replacement. I'm not sure how much he's got left. There's a reason he's still out there. Mm-hmm. But Yannick Ngakoue might be an answer for Miami to replace Shaq Barrett.
Might take a look at him tonight and give a report tomorrow about him.
Perfect. That'd be great. Because, I mean, the Cowboys lost Fowler. You lose Armstrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't have a ton of... I mean, maybe Chauncey Golston moves back to end. He flashed a little bit his rookie year. But, I mean, that's been a guy that bouncing around from inside to outside hasn't really found it right now.
Yeah, sad in a lot of ways.
It is. It's very, very sad. Lamar Jackson was sent home from training camp. He's got a pretty bad illness. I feel like this happens every year with Lamar Jackson. He gets sick and they send him home. Maybe. I don't know. It's weird. He gets sick and he's got to take a little bit of practice time off. Cam Akers, another running back off the board. He signed with the Houston Texans after he had an Achilles injury. He was with the Minnesota Vikings last year. And then the Kansas City Chiefs.
They had an injury there. Somebody got hurt at Houston. Like I saw Landry Locker's account.
They probably did. I don't think it was Mixon. I can't remember.
It was Mixon. It's Mixon.
Is it Mixon?
Yeah, Joe Mixon.
I know he was. Yeah,
something happened to Joe Mixon because
training camp practice.
They were talking about, yeah, Joe Mixon's a tough guy and he'll bounce back.
And he probably will, but you need to have some depth there and you need camp bodies at the very least, which is probably what Cam Akers is.
Sure.
And the Chiefs are toying around with making Kadarius Toney a running back as well. He's been doing running back drills there. Did you guys see the picture of Xavier Worthy? Catch that deep touchdown from Pat Mahomes, and Chiefs fans are getting all excited about that connection.
That's what he does.
It's scary, the speed that they've got there in KC now.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
NFL News Today every afternoon at 3 o'clock here in the nation. We're now just over 1 hour from CY joining us. We'll ask him all the big questions. Rangers resume tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch out there at the Globe with the White Sox in town. Where are we going with the top 10 today, Zach?
Well, we celebrated National Ice Cream Day over the weekend. It is the summer. It is hot outside. What are 2024's top 10 favorite ice cream flavors? What's yours? That's next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, Nation. The segment is brought to you by Window Nation. 50% off all windows. Go to windownation.com. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Chris Young in 1 hour. We're going to have all the Rangers questions ready for CY, so set an appointment for that. If you do have to miss it, you can go back and rewatch or re-listen to anything with the Odyssey app, obviously YouTube and Twitch and 105 through thefan.com. And now, without further delay, here's Woolchuck, your Woolly Bully. Zach with an H.
Thank you very much. We've got the top 10 best ice cream flavors in America on National Ice Cream Day that we celebrated over the weekend. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? 877-881-1053.
I need one, Woolchuck.
What is that, cookies and cream?
You got it.
I knew it. I know Lucius's is Rocky Road.
Damn right it is.
And Brian, I don't know what the hell yours is.
Pistachio.
Pistachio. My gosh, you're going to like for pistachio. Maybe
your whole life
like.
You've been liking pistachio? Or does something happen when you get like over 50? Do you start liking pistachios?
Mint chocolate chip to pistachio.
It's the rite of passage.
You know what I mean?
You grow into pistachio.
There's something about it when you get over that age.
I tell you what. Pistachio, man. There's something. Like I said, I'm eating these almonds right now.
So good.
Yeah, and it's so, like, it's one of those things where the pistachio, I even use pistachios now ground up on chicken and other dishes I cook with it and stuff.
Pistachio
like
crusted,
yeah,
chicken.
Crusted stuff. Well, so yeah, party. But I like it in ice cream.
Going pistachio crazy right now.
I think
there's only a few things worse than the pistachio flavored ice cream. Obviously, you could put cream cheese in there. Do you remember the coffee ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's the late '80s. Just miserable when your parents would get that.
People are still loving coffee.
It's so. I apologize to my mom, who's 81 years old, who's listening right now, who I bought her a half gallon of coffee ice cream, Dawson. She used to like you at some point in time, and I think now that's
just not anymore.
Well, I still like you, Mrs. Broadus.
Mama, I love you.
It's okay. I'm used to it. It's fine.
We do have some news.
I did buy her some coffee. You're right, though. The taste.
Where'd you get it from?
Trader Joe's.
Okay.
My mom's high end on that stuff.
Do you like a butter pecan too?
Butter pecan. My dad.
Yeah,
my dad's
the old
like
folks 80, love them.
My dad, 85 year old dad. He's like, I'm putting on a little weight. I go, Dad, you're 85 damn years old. If you want to eat like a whole gallon of it every night,
eat it. Some pralines and cream.
Yeah.
Mix that in there. We do have some news regarding TNT. They are planning to match Amazon's media rights package for the NBA.
Is that $1 billion?
So this is $1.8 billion is the league's preference to honor the contract that it agreed to with Amazon. So TNT is going to match that, according to Andrew Marchand. So we'll see, you know, if this ends up being something where TNT is able to keep some of the NBA package. Maybe we still get inside
the NBA. Yes,
they
did have the rights to match. So it sounds like we're keeping the TNT product, guys.
That'd be great.
Sounds like a day to rejoice.
I'm ready for that. I mean, maybe that means Charles Barkley's not retiring.
That's what it looks like to me.
He's going to stick around. That'd be an awesome win.
It felt at least 5, maybe 15 years early for most of those guys.
Who's my guy at Golden State that did a really
Draymond
good...
Draymond Green?
Do you think Green would retire and take over Charles' spot on
I
that
could see
show?
That.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's our next rites of passage right there.
That's
got
the next
a lot
of
common.
Rite of passage. I think you nailed it there, Brian.
I was trying to say it, and it didn't come out the right way.
It's okay. We also have some good Netflix shows that are going to be coming out. It's that Untold series.
I watched a show last night, Last Shot, a movie.
I'm sick of getting rugged by Netflix, though.
Awful.
They start these shows, and they're like, yeah.
See, these are the documentaries, though, so you know that's going to come out. But you're right. They have had a few shows where it's like all of a sudden you're into it. There's two seasons, and then we're just not doing a season three. We're never going to finish the show.
Yeah. Queen Charlotte, and that's not fair. Like that way.
Yeah, that's not fair to your viewers. Who are going to like get invested in this. Yeah. I'm invested in the storyline of the characters. I need to see an ending.
Like they just started the Supercell one. I don't know if that's Netflix or Hulu or whatever. Fire. 8 episodes left with a cliffhanger. If they don't bring this one back, I'm done, Wolchuk.
It's over. Yeah. We're canceling the subscription. Well, this is the Untold series, so it's like going to be a one doc type of deal. They're announcing the murder of Air McNair. So it's a project on the Titans 2000 Super Bowl run and questions surrounding Steve McNair's 2009 murder. I think we have a lot of people that probably listen to the show that don't remember the greatness of Steve McNair.
I remember Alcorn State. One of the most incredible Amazing. Quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life.
We're also getting on August 27th the documentary Sign Stealer. So Netflix.
Oh, is this about the Astros?
Yes, it's going to be the former. Oh. No. The Connor Stallions deal.
Oh,
so the former University of Michigan football staffer Connor Stallions.
I thought it was the Astros one.
I thought it was the Patriots.
That would either way.
Ernie Adams.
We could do the trash can signs or whatever you want to do for the Astros. Maybe we got Ernie Adams in here, but this is going to be following Michigan and Connor Stallions and that whole sign stealing.
Are they interviewing Stallions?
I'm sure Stallions is going to make an appearance. He seems like a guy that wants to be in front of the camera.
I mean, they could do the show like the receiver one, where they're just going around to different stories. Like now we catch him with the Astros and where they cheated.
I'm sure the Untold series will do the Astros one. I'd be all in on that. I'm sure that the Astros would hate it. Here are your honorable mentions for the best ice cream flavors. We got peanut butter cup from Brahms is being texted in from the 817.
Pretty good.
Pistachio gelato, you got to try, brought us from the 817.
I have to try this pistachio. I just can't believe it's good.
Yeah.
469, Wolchuk, favorite ice cream, lemon custard. All right.
I like a good pistachio now. I just.
What? No, you don't. Stop. Stop this.
I do.
Stop.
I'll get a bag of pistachios.
One of your favorite nuts?
Yeah.
Pistachios. How old are you right now?
Almost 50.
You're on the cusp.
You'll get there. Just start getting a hankering for it. Just a little bit.
You're on the cusp.
Yeah. Cigars and pistachio ice cream waiting for me.
So good.
Neapolitan, too. If you're over 50, you like that Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
You open up the tub and like the strawberries, maybe the only one that's left.
I hate y'all.
I kind of
look at this, kids. It's a special treat, 3-in-1.
No, I'll tell you what, man. As a kid, yes, you hated every minute of it. Now it's put on a plate. I'm like enjoying every minute.
Let's go. Let's have it.
Let's go.
Boomer. Joe from Terrell Cookies and Cream and Butter Pecan, or pecan, however you want to say it.
Pecan.
Coffee flavored is the absolute bomb. Y'all are crazy for that.
Yeah, my mom is. She's all about that.
Okay, take it and put it in coffee. That sounds nice. Instead of creamer.
What about
take a half scoop of that?
Rum and raisin. You guys ever do rum and raisin? My grandfather used to love rum and raisin.
See?
Never heard of it.
See, that's like a cake.
What's next?
Is that a cake?
That's an ice cream. Oh, rum and raisin.
Never heard of it. Is carrot cake going to make an appearance
here? I didn't like it. No, I hope not.
Carrot cake is amazing.
Do they have carrot cake ice cream?
Don't put it.
They have kind of everything now. I mean,
Lucius is right. Carrot cake is amazing.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
French vanilla is an honorable mention.
Better than pumpkin pie.
Butterscotch.
Good.
Butterscotch is very 60s.
Yeah.
Salted caramel.
Very nice.
This is a 60s list.
Cake batter.
That's now a little kid or someone that's doing a lot of partaking of illegal things.
And your final two honorable mentions, we've got Neapolitan at 12, pistachio at 11.
No!
Not bad.
Didn't quite make it.
Yeah, it's top 11.
Here's your top 10.
Should be top 3, Dawson. You know it.
Number 10 is chocolate chip.
Okay.
It's a solid good ice cream flavor.
That's good. You can't go wrong with
chocolate chip.
Put some mint in it. It's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Massachusetts is the one that's going to have. Yeah, apparently. Massachusetts has this at number 9, Dawson. So if you have an issue, let Massachusetts know, but it's coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. Massachusetts is. They're buzzing.
I mean, coffee is just a flavor that we associate with a nice little pick me up in the morning and you get used to it. There's nothing objectively delicious until you add a ton of dairy and sugar to coffee.
Ask not what you can do for your country.
Well, what can you do for the coffee?
What can you do for your coffee?
Number 8 is Rocky Road. I would argue that should be higher with you.
Big dog right there. It should be top 5 at least.
Okay, Rocky
it's number 1 in my book.
Yeah.
Rocky Road, is that the marshmallows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, marshmallows, the nuts, the chunky chocolate clusters.
Uh-huh. All right, I need to give that a try.
Got a little bit of everything
so damn
for you.
Good, bro.
So good live read right there. Trash, you could endorse it.
So good.
The chunky chocolate.
The chunky chocolates in that Rocky Road. 7 is cookies and cream. Very low in my opinion.
No, that's good stuff.
That should be behind pistachio, but who knows?
6 is chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay, yeah, that's
pretty
good, too.
Pretty good flavor.
Just cookie dough in by itself, what do you think about that?
I'm into it. I will totally eat.
Can you really get sick eating cookie dough?
No, they've yet to see it. That.
I think it's a myth because I ate a lot of cookie dough as a kid.
If you would eat, if you would make it and whip it and then let it sit there for an hour and a half and on your countertop and then scarf the whole bowl,
You're talking about
salmonella. That store bought.
Yeah.
They kid
proof that stuff.
I'm talking about a night of drinking and coming in and just eating the tube.
Yeah, I've seen it happen and that person's still here with us.
We're good.
Yeah. We're good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a myth.
And the stuff in the tube is way better than the cookie dough in the ice cream. That's my problem. It's overly dried.
It is.
It doesn't. It
there's
doesn't
a
have
different
a
consistency to it.
Just put that cookie dough in there.
And number five is the butter pecan. Pecan.
Wow.
It's good ice cream.
Old man win there.
That is. That's my pops right there.
I wonder how you guys feel about this. I think this is a controversial flavor.
Yeah.
Four is mint chocolate chip.
I
love it.
I'm into mint. Yes. I like it.
Mint chocolate chip.
Those little Andes chocolates you get, I think those are good.
I you know what? If they ground up the hotel mints they put on your pillow.
I think those
Andes
are them.
Mints.
Yeah. Is that Andes mints?
Those are nice. I think those are them.
Then the little green packages. You get them from a restaurant, like the high-end restaurant. You walk out, they put them next to your bill.
Yeah, not the York, the rectangle one.
Yeah, the square with the green paper.
Yep.
469's going. It's pecan. That's the way.
Whatever.
That's the way to say it in Texas. I mean, I've grown up and lived in Texas my entire life. I hear it both ways.
Mm-hmm. I like to go pecan myself. State.
Louisiana, it's pecan.
Three is strawberry.
Boy. Strawberry ice cream.
Yeah, the top three is generic as hell. Boy.
Strawberry ice cream is good with like some with like the cake, birthday cake or something like that.
Okay,
he said rum.
Like a strawberry shake.
Yeah,
I don't ever
vodka
strawberry rum. Yeah. Two is just vanilla.
What?
I'm never ordering vanilla.
You got to dress it up. You got to put the, like the chocolate syrup and like sprinkles and all types of stuff on there.
It's like eating a hot dog without the condiments.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're putting it on an ice cream, like on a chocolate chip cookie or something, or a brownie or a piece of cake.
Yeah, now you're talking with a brownie.
Now, like a la mode it, sure. Yeah. But number one best ice cream flavor.
Chocolate, here we go.
Tried and true.
Chocolate.
Just chocolate.
Here we go.
It's not that good. Chocolate.
Oh,
it's not that good.
You got to relax.
It's difficult to pair with cookies and brownies.
Well, the vanilla does pair better.
It over-chocolates you.
Chocolate
so,
does.
You know, like a chocolate chip cookie with some chocolate ice cream? It does it. It's, man, a good warm chocolate chip cookie with that ice cream.
I think it, like, makes me thirsty. It makes me thirsty.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know? It can't do that to you.
It makes you thirsty.
It can't. Look at this guy.
Okay. Maybe too rich.
I get too thirsty. It's
maybe.
Not good.
It doesn't settle well in your tum-tum.
Yeah.
It's too rich.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
The top 10 at 420. This time at 3:20. Why? Because in 1 hour, we'll be wrapping up a conversation we have with the Rangers GM, CY. Chris Young's coming up at 4:20. Coming up next, though, it's time for the best of the weekend. Anything to tease here, Woolchuck?
Nick Castellanos, Jake Paul, and Hawk Tua. That's next.
Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll talk about the biggest questions going into this Cowboys season. How did you answer those on the preseason Cowboys poll? Chris Young at 4:20. Rangers pregame this evening at 6:30. Is this a must-sweep series? Must-win series, no doubt about it, against the White Sox. So we'll talk to CY about that coming up at 4:20. The pregame at 6:30. Of course, Sands is going to join us. Right now, here's Woolchuck with your best of the weekend.
Thank you very much. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend out there. 877-881-1053 was the highlight of yours. Certainly spent a lot of family time. Baby girl, she's so close to rolling over now. Like, she's like halfway there, man. So what's going to end up happening is we'll be out in Oxnard, and I'll get the video. She's finally rolled over for the first time. She's getting so darn close.
Maybe right as we land.
Maybe. Yeah, certainly apropos would not be. But we did get Adrian Beltre into Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. If you missed it, here was just a little shout out, Adrian Beltre, to Ranger fans, but also his favorite teammate.
Thank you to all my teammates in Texas. You guys made me feel welcome since day one, especially Mr. Ranger, Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Nelson Cruz, Kobe Lewis, Mitch Moreland, Jin Su Chu, Chirino, Prince, Napoli, all of you, thank you. The things I forgot, but I cannot forget one of my favorite teammates of all time, my compadre, Elvis Andrus. You're a pain in my butt, but I really enjoy playing beside you for so many years. That was so much fun. even though you want to catch every freaking fly ball just to help your fielding percentage. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But shout out to Adrian Beltre for getting in. The one issue that I have is with Major League Baseball. And why are we doing this? We're introducing Adrian Beltre. He's getting into the Hall of Fame, right? We got Mauer's getting in there. You just had the All-Star break.
Yeah.
There is the Home Run Derby on Monday. Then you have the All-Star game on Tuesday. Then you've got nothing Wednesday through Friday.
Yeah.
Do the Hall of Fame enshrinements then.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, yeah. Why are you now, Rangers and Orioles are playing, but I want to watch Adrian Beltre and his speech and be inducted.
Yes.
Why do I have to choose one or the other? You shouldn't have to. You're taken away from the sport.
Or spring training. You know, I like how the NFL does it during training camp. You have the attention. People's appetite is ready. I mean, the focus this weekend is all the teams are getting back to playing, and we have second half storylines to, you know. Plus British Open weekend. It's just, it's a lot happening. It's a bad deal to capture. And you really start to get an idea when you look at the finer details and the timing of these things, why the NFL is so much better.
They are. Yeah. Their schedule is on point compared to the rest of, I think, all the major sports. They get it done. I mean, the NBA, I think, is doing a solid job with this, but Major League Baseball, come on. We got to move this. This was frustrating, I thought, for Ranger fans to maybe want to have that they don't have the dual screens at their house. They want to pay attention to how the team's doing against the Orioles, try to avoid the sweep, but they also want to watch and enjoy Adrian Beltre. They weren't able to watch both at the same time. There is a big win, and I was playing College Football 25 over the weekend. I did get the game. I was able to sneak in a couple of games. It's pretty damn fun, although I will say defense is very, very hard. Very difficult.
Hard to play defense or hard to go against the defense?
It's hard to play defense. Now, I will say interceptions, that is something where some of these quarterbacks just, I mean, I'm playing with North Texas, so we're not very good in the game. But Ohio State is incredible. Oh, my gosh, they're so much fun to play with. But it is hard to play defense on that game. It's very difficult. But Wisconsin football fans got a big dub over the weekend. Apparently, they're the drunkest city in the Big Ten is Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin.
Makes sense. See that.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple of friends from Wisconsin. Yeah.
They're now finally going to serve booze at the stadium on game day. They were not doing that before, but now they are going to do so. So it was ranked as the most drunken city, Camp Randall, of all of the Big Ten. And now, I mean, maybe they're going to have an issue here, but I'm excited for this. They should up the alcohol sales. I'm sure they're going to make a massive profit there. Have you been to Camp Randall to check out a game? It looks like a badass venue.
I have.
Like, that's a bucket
list. I met Chris Farley at Camp Randall.
No way.
The actor, yeah.
Did you? Yeah. That's freaking badass. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
We did have some big news that went down over the weekend as well. I don't know if you guys noticed. We did have President Biden go ahead and step aside.
Honorable thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
Pushed aside, you mean? What are you talking about?
Yep, sure.
Honorable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Sorry, sir.
If you walk away, we'll make it honorable for you. We'll say it over and over again. Please, just leave.
Very honorable of him to do that.
That's what they did.
True patriot. Well, we also had Nick Castellanos, and he just can't help himself, can he? But anytime there is a major event or passing of anything that happens in the United States, Vin Scully passing away, you had last week the assassination attempt on President Trump. What happened? Well, Nick Castellanos hit a home run. Well, yesterday we get the news that Joe Biden has withdrawn from the race, and, well, Nick Castellanos right on cue.
Oh, for wild card spots with those teams in the Central. As Castellanos lifts one a deep left field. Going back is Reynolds. It is gone! A long home run for Nick Castellanos. His 14th of the year. 50 RBIs. And it's 6-0 Phillies.
Go down and get it, Slick Nick.
Now, this all started back August 19th, 2020. You guys remember Tom Brenneman?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good old Tom. Well, he was apologizing for a homophobic slur that was caught live on air. And
he's got a new gig.
Well, here was his apology.
Yeah. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize.
Well, don't worry, Tom, because on the same day that President Biden decides I'm not doing this anymore, you have Nick Castellanos hit a home run, and you, sir, got yourself a new deal. He has agreed to become one of the voices for college football's coverage on the CW. He's going to become a lead voice, according to The Athletic. So it just took 4 years. But Thom is back. So it was just a great series of events. At 12:18 Eastern Time, we get the announcement. Thom Brenneman's back calling college football. And at 1:47, Joe Biden announces he's not seeking re-election. And at 4:12, Nick Castellanos sends a drive into deep field, and it was a home run to make it 6-0.
Everything comes full circle.
The list of the events that Nick Castellanos is hitting home runs on, it is incredible. I mean, right on cue. The dude... It's American hero.
If I'm a play-by-play guy, I'm just waiting for Castellanos to come up and try to cue one of these up so we can go viral.
Gosh, it's amazing.
That is a big win. You know, I had a decent-sized dub over the weekend. You know, we were away at soccer camp, and my whole goal there was to learn but also be nice to make sure they had a good time.
Oh, is that a struggle?
It can be. Last session, my frustration is starting to peak, right? We'd had a scrimmage didn't go our way the night before, and I'm like, I'm trying to work this out on the field. They weren't cooperating. So about 15 minutes into me being ticked off at them, I looked over to the right. We're on the University of Central Oklahoma's baseball field. Okay, we're practicing out in the outfield. I said, okay. New idea, girls. We're closing down camp with a game of kickball.
Ooh.
Guess who was the hero?
There we go. Coach Dawson.
I did it.
Let's go.
He's done it.
Look at the big brain on this guy. I did find out kids know none of the rules of baseball, which really paid off when we had an infield fly situation.
Perfect. Yeah.
How was the infield fly rule was a weird rule anyway.
How was the dorm beds for you that trip?
Comfortable enough.
Did you bring
a I did. I brought a sheet and blanket.
Brian, pillow. I'm so glad you mentioned dorm beds. Yeah. We got the Olympics that are starting up here, right?
I do.
We do.
Oh, yeah, they boxed out. I seen that.
Yeah.
That's crazy looking.
We got these cardboard beds to avoid, you know, the sexy time there at the Olympics. Well, there is going to be surfing in this year's game. So Olympic surfers are creating the first ever floating athletes village in Tahiti. Now, I sent this to Carter. There's video of this. It's basically like a giant cruise ship. And there's 10,000 miles that are going to separate the island from where this is going to be taking place for the surfers. But it's awesome. They get to avoid the cardboard beds. They're living on a floating island, which, like I mentioned, I mean, it is legitimately a cruise ship. They're going to have fine dining. They've got really nice, comfortable beds. It looks like they've got king beds on some of these videos. So, hey, to me, I think the surfers get a big win here when it comes to the Olympics. Pretty sweet gig for them. The rest of the athletes, though, that are staying on the land, I don't know so much. That might be rough.
This is like a sponsorship deal where they're hooking them up?
I don't think that there's anybody that's aligned
with this. They're floating the bill for it?
Wow. Yeah.
Must be good surfer money coming in.
It's the first ever floating Olympic village, yeah.
How many like, the American teams do you think are staying in the Olympic village?
That's a good question.
It seems like to me that like there's no way in hell that the basketball team they're at the like
there's no way they could
basketball
fit all those
team's
beds.
Not there. I don't know who else is making a lot of money that can opt out of and be like, dude, I'll throw $600.
I wonder how many of the track and field people are in the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all basically a lot of those are professional athletes, right?
I mean, honestly, it's just bizarre that they're doing this. You would want your athletes to have the best care possible. Like, sleep is important, right? I don't want them sleeping on a cardboard bed that's completely uncomfortable just because we don't want them frolicking and fornicating with one another. Huh. Who really cares?
Who really cares? Some of the great athletes of the world would come from this Olympics if we could
just get everybody together, right? We'll get more into breeding at 5 o'clock during football's finest.
More than what?
Breeding.
Breeding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got some audio to play for you there.
Whoa.
Did you watch the Jake Paul fight?
No, I didn't get to see it, brother.
Okay, with Mike Perry. I mean, it was okay. I mean, Jake Paul basically pieced up and beat the crap out of Mike Perry for about six rounds. Till
As promised.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you did have the hot tour girl. She was ringside there for the fight.
Ring girl?
She wasn't a ring girl. No, Brian. She wasn't doing that. I think she's turned down those offers. Right now, she's just trying to make as many appearances as possible. I'm sure she's getting paid.
You gotta give him that hot tour.
No, you gotta give him that hot tour.
But Nick Kyrgios former tennis player not happy about this. He commented on the video of the Hawk Tour girl, whose name is Haley Welch, arriving for the Jake Paul fight and sitting ringside.
He's a bitter guy.
No correlation between fame and actually being decent at something anymore.
Oh.
He's just a bitter guy.
Just haters, man.
God, haters. So
a lot of haters.
A lot of haters, man.
Here's your best of the weekend.
Thank you, Woolchuck. We're talking Cowboys coming up next. Chris Young at 4:20.
Christopher Cross.
And Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30 here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll talk about the biggest questions going into this Cowboys season. How did you answer those on the preseason Cowboys poll? Chris Young at 4:20. Rangers pregame this evening at 6:30. Is this a must-sweep series, must-win series, no doubt about it, against the White Sox? So we'll talk to CY about that coming up at 4:20, in the pregame at 6:30. Of course, Sands is going to join us. Right now, here's Woolchuck with your best of the weekend.
Thank you very much. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend out there. 877-881-1053 was the highlight of yours. Certainly spent a lot of family time. Baby girl, she's so close to rolling over now. Like, she's like halfway there, man. So what's going to end up happening is we'll be out in Oxnard, and I'll get the video. She's finally rolled over for the first time. Yeah. She's getting so darn close.
Maybe right as we land.
Maybe. Yeah, certainly apropos would not be. But we did get Adrian Beltre into Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. If you missed it, here was just a little shout out, Adrian Beltre, to Ranger fans, but also his favorite teammate.
Thank you to all my teammates in Texas. You guys made me feel welcome since day one, especially Mr. Ranger, Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Nelson Cruz, Kobe Lewis, Mitch Moreland, Chin Soo Choo, Chirino, Prince, Napoli, all of you, thank you. The things I forgot, but I cannot forget one of my favorite teammates of all time, my compadre, Elvis Andrews. You're a pain in my butt, but I really enjoy playing beside you for so many years. That was so much fun. Even though you want to catch every freaking fly ball just to help your fielding percentage. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But shout out to Adrian Beltre for getting in. The one issue that I have is with Major League Baseball. And why are we doing this? We're introducing Adrian Beltre. He's getting into the Hall of Fame, right? We got Mowers getting in there. You just had the All-Star break.
Yeah.
There is the Home Run Derby on Monday. Then you have the All-Star game on Tuesday. Then you've got nothing Wednesday through Friday.
Yeah.
Do the Hall of Fame enshrinements then.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, yeah. Why are you now, Rangers and Orioles are playing, but I want to watch Adrian Beltre and his speech and be inducted.
Yes.
Why do I have to choose one or the other? You shouldn't have to. You're taken away from the sport.
Or spring training. You know, I like how the NFL does it during training camp. You have the attention. People's appetite is ready. I mean, the focus this weekend is all the teams are getting back to playing, and we have second half storylines to, you know, plus British Open weekend. It's just, There's a lot happening. It's a bad deal to capture, and you really start to get an idea when you look at the finer details and the timing of these things, why the NFL is so much better.
They are. Yeah. Their schedule is on point compared to the rest of, I think, all the major sports. They get it done. I mean, the NBA, I think, is doing a solid job with this, but Major League Baseball, come on. We got to move this. This was frustrating. I thought for Ranger fans, maybe want to have that they don't have the dual screens at their house. They want to pay attention to how the team's doing against the Orioles, try to avoid the sweep, but they also want to watch and enjoy Adrian Beltre. They weren't able to watch both at the same time. There is a big win, and I was playing College Football 25 over the weekend. I did get the game. Mm. I was able to sneak in a couple of games. It's pretty damn fun, although I will say defense is very, very hard. Very difficult.
To play defense or hard to go against the defense?
It's hard to play defense. Now, I will say interceptions, that is something where some of these quarterbacks just, I mean, I'm playing with North Texas, so we're not very good in the game. But Ohio State is incredible. Oh, my gosh, they're so much fun to play with. But it is hard to play defense on that game. It's very difficult. But Wisconsin football fans got a big dub over the weekend. Apparently, they're the drunkest city in the Big Ten is Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin.
Makes sense. See that.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple of friends from Wisconsin. Yeah.
They're now finally going to serve booze at the stadium on game day. They were not doing that before, but now they are going to do so. So it was ranked as the most drunken city, Camp Randall, of all of the Big Ten. And now, I mean, maybe they're going to have an issue here, but I'm excited for this. They should up the alcohol sales. I'm sure they're going to make a massive profit there. Have you been to Camp Randall to check out a game? It looks like a badass venue.
I have.
Like, that's a bucket
list. I met Chris Farley at Camp Randall.
No way.
Actor, yeah.
Did you? Yeah. That's freaking badass. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
We did have some big news that went down over the weekend as well. I don't know if you guys noticed. We did have President Biden go ahead and step aside.
Honorable thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
Pushed aside, you mean? What are you talking about?
Yep, sure.
Honorable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Sorry, sir.
If you walk away, we'll make it honorable for you. We'll say it over and over again. Please, just leave.
Very honorable of him to do that.
That's what they did.
True patriot. Well, we also had Nick Castellanos, and he just can't help himself, can he? But anytime there is a major event or passing of anything that happens in the United States, Vin Scully passing away, you had last week the assassination attempt on President Trump. What happened? Well, Nick Castellanos hit a home run. Well, yesterday we get the news that Joe Biden has withdrawn from the race, and, well, Nick Castellanos right on cue.
Oh, for wild card spots with those teams in the Central. As Castellanos lifts one a deep left field. Going back is Reynolds. It is gone. A long home run for Nick Castellanos. His 14th of the year. 50 RBIs. And it's 6-0 Phillies.
Go down and get it, Slick Nick.
Now, this all started back August 19th, 2020. You guys remember Tom Brenneman?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, Tom? Well, he was apologizing for a homophobic slur that was caught live on air. And
he's got a new gig.
Well, here was his apology.
Yeah. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize.
Well, don't worry, Tom, because on the same day that President Biden decides I'm not doing this anymore, you have Nick Castellanos hit a home run, and you, sir, got yourself a new deal. He has agreed to become one of the voices for college football's coverage on the CW. He's going to become a lead voice, according to The Athletic. So it just took 4 years, but Thom is back. So it was just a great series of events. At 12:18 Eastern Time, we get the announcement. Thom Brenneman's back calling college football. At 1:47, Joe Biden announces he's not seeking re-election. And at 4:12, Nick Castellanos sends a drive into deep field, and it was a home run to make it 6-0.
Everything comes full circle.
The list of the events that Nick Castellanos is hitting home runs on, it is incredible. I mean, right on cue. The dude is an American hero.
If I'm a play-by-play guy, I'm just waiting for Castellanos to come up and try to cue one of these up so we can go viral.
Gosh, it's amazing.
That is a big win. You know, I had a decent-sized dub over the weekend. You know, we were away at soccer camp, and my whole goal there was to learn, but also be nice to make sure they had a good time.
Oh, is that a struggle?
It can be. Last session, my frustration is starting to peak, right? We'd had a scrimmage didn't go our way the night before, and I'm like, I'm trying to work this out on the field. They weren't, they weren't cooperating. So about 15 minutes into me being ticked off at them, I looked over to the right. We're on the University of Central Oklahoma's baseball field. Okay, we're practicing out in the outfield. I said, okay. New idea, girls. We're closing down camp with a game of kickball.
Ooh.
Guess who was the hero?
There we go. Coach Dawson.
I did it.
Let's go. He's done it.
Look at the big brain on this guy. I did find out kids know none of the rules of baseball, which really paid off when we had an infield fly situation.
Perfect. Yeah.
How was the infield fly rule was a weird rule anyway.
How was the dorm beds for you that trip?
Comfortable enough.
Did you bring
I did. I brought a sheet. And, blanket.
Brian,
pillow.
I'm so glad you mentioned dorm beds. Yeah. We got the Olympics that are starting up here, right?
I do.
We do. We do.
Oh, yeah. They boxed out. I seen that.
Yeah.
That's crazy looking.
We got these cardboard beds to avoid, the sexy time there at the Olympics. Well, there is going to be surfing in this year's game. So Olympic surfers are creating the first ever floating athletes village in Tahiti. Now, I sent this to Carter. There's video of this. It's basically like a giant cruise ship, and there's 10,000 miles that are going to separate the island from where this is going to be taking place for the surfers. But it's awesome. They get to avoid the cardboard beds. They're living on a floating island, which, like I mentioned, I mean, it is legitimately a cruise ship. They're going to have fine dining. They've got really nice, comfortable beds. It looks like they've got king beds on some of these videos. So, hey, to me, I think the surfers get a big win here when it comes to the Olympics. Pretty sweet gig for them. The rest of the athletes, though, that are staying on the land, I don't know so much. That might be rough.
This is like a sponsorship deal where they're hooking them up?
I don't think that there's anybody that's aligned with
this. They're floating the bill for it? Wow.
Yeah.
Must be good surfer money coming in.
It's the first ever floating Olympic village, yeah.
How many like the American teams do you think are staying in the Olympic village?
That's a good question.
It seems like to me that like there's no way in hell that the basketball team, they're at the like.
There's no way they can fit all those beds.
Basketball team's not there. I don't know who else is making a lot of money that can opt out of it and be like, dude, I'll throw $600
in. I wonder how many of the track and field people are in the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all basically, a lot of those are professional athletes, right?
I mean, honestly, it's just bizarre that they're doing this. You would want your athletes to have the best care possible. Like, sleep is important, right? I don't want them sleeping on a cardboard bed that's completely uncomfortable just because we don't want them frolicking and fornicating with one another. Huh. Who really cares?
Who really cares? Some of the great athletes of the world would come from this Olympics if we could.
Absolutely,
just get everybody
right?
together, right?
We'll get more into breeding at 5 o'clock during football's finest.
More than what?
Breeding.
Breeding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got some audio to play for you there.
Whoa.
Did you watch the Jake Paul fight?
No, I didn't get to see it, brother.
Okay, with Mike Perry. I mean, it was okay. I mean, Jake Paul basically pieced up and beat the crap out of Mike Perry for about 6 rounds.
As promised.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you did have the hot tour girl. She was ringside there for the fight.
Ring girl?
She wasn't a ring girl. No, Brian. She wasn't doing that. I think she's turned down those offers. Oh. Right now, she's just trying to, you know, make as many appearances as possible. I'm sure she's getting paid.
You gotta give him that hot.
No, you gotta give that hot tour.
But Nick Kyrgios, former tennis player, not happy about this. He commented on the video of the hot tour girl, whose name is Haley Welch, arriving for the Jake Paul fight and sitting ringside.
He's
said,
a bitter guy.
No correlation between fame and actually being decent at something anymore.
Oh,
he's just a bitter guy.
Just haters, man.
God,
haters.
So
A lot of haters, man. Mm-hmm. There's your best of the weekend.
Thank you, Wolchuk. We're talking Cowboys coming up next. Chris Young at 4:20.
Christopher Cross.
And Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30 here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.